This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Media says it's under attack. If it is, it deserves it. And I don't mean a physical attack. The only thing that's happened to the media in America is it's been challenged metaphorically. Nobody's beating up reporters. And if they are, it's always at some sort of a rally, like, for example, Black Lives Matter or whatever. Anytime I've seen reporters get accosted, it's been places like that. And to be honest with you, it's been Fox. Fox has to have major security around reporters, believe it or not. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I've seen report after report of the media being under attack. Who was it? The guy on NBC. Chuck Todd. Let's play that clip.
And this kind of unfocused, visceral anger at the other side are really neutral people, like folks in the press corps, it can lead to this. Look, according to today's Washington Post, President Trump has made 4,229 false or misleading claims in 558 days in office. It's an average of 7.6 a day. This is not normal. We shouldn't be in the business of just shrugging our shoulders and normalizing it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Chuck Todd is referring to the idea that President Trump calls the media fake news. He calls them out. And those are the statistics that these clowns keep up with. This is how crazy it's gotten here. Look, the media deserves everything it's getting. I didn't study the media until over the last decade, is when I started really looking at them. And to be honest with you, I didn't start looking at them until about 3 or 4 years ago as being practically completely fake. And it was when I had a conversation with Justice Thomas. The media is a fraud. It is a flat-out fraud. And for Chuck Todd and these guys to act like, oh my goodness, what's so bad about us? Knowing what we know about them, knowing what we know about the level of collusion that they've had, the out-and-out blatant lies. I remember when you could at least somewhat trust the media, when people didn't blatantly show their biases. And it's funny, you listen to, look, I understand the difference between opinion, you know, people like a Hannity, for example, and supposed news personnel. And the problem is, MSNBC, CNN, they're people that are supposed to be news people don't get it. When you get to the opinion piece, it's far worse. As much as Hannity is dogmatically right, I know Sean well enough to know that he will entertain, you know, the idea of you bringing up another thought. I'm not going to give him complete defense, because I do understand, you know, that he's a staunch conservative. But you don't have to put Obama's name on it or Trump's name on it or whatever. If Trump does the wrong thing, Hannity will criticize him. I know people find that hard to believe, but it's true. I know I definitely will do it. There's no question about it. But what you see with the left, look, it's not even you don't have to go work too hard to find out how blatantly leftist these people are. I keep coming back to just look at the results of Trump and tell me where these people are treating him fair. Sometimes, you know, we'll have great unemployment numbers, or we'll have this great GDP, and it'll be about Stormy Daniels, it'll be about, you know, Michael Cohen. Good examples. What's going on with Michael Cohen? What's going on with Stormy Daniels in the time where Trump announces a 4.1 GDP? Those stories have gone away, but now we've got new things. And the only reason why those, and I know it sounds like I'm contradicting myself, what I'm saying is, those stories were put to bed so badly. Michael Avenatti's now in bankruptcy court. Stormy Daniels is back to stripping or whatever the heck she does. And so Then we get great news again. So you think, okay, we don't have that to rely on, and it's barely reported by them. Sarah Sanders made a comment about what was reported. I forget. It was one of her press conferences, but she was saying, jobs in Florida. Something about the president did the rally in Florida. I'm going to talk about that rally. I'm also going to talk about Pennsylvania. But he did the rally in Florida where he announced, you know, X number of jobs are there. Not a mention. Not a mention of the rally. Not a mention of the hoopla. And see, here's what's funny. The left believe that if they don't admit that Trump is really doing well in these other states, that he can hold a rally that can get thousands and thousands of people there. If they don't admit it, if they don't say report on it, it didn't happen. Who could possibly like Donald Trump? I don't know. Thousands of people that attend these rallies. You know, that's what cracks me up about him, is the idea of just, we can ignore this and the public will go with us. And then they go, we're not fake news. You are fake news. Can you imagine, just do these little quick thought exercises. What would have happened if Barack Obama held a rally anywhere and he had thousands of cheering people and they were cheering about all the great news that Donald Trump has to bring up? What's he bring up? He brings up, he brings up winning. I told you, you're going to win so much. You're going to love winning. You're going to win so much. You're going to go, I'm so tired of winning. But when he gets to beyond the fun part and he starts telling you what's happening in the country, unemployment down, jobs coming back, wages are rising, your confidence in the government is going up, exposing the crooked nature of the government that tried to keep him from getting elected, and all the wins. Look, they've rested their laurels on Manafort. They Russian collusion. None of it is coming to bear. And like I said, you guys have heard me say it before. It's like Trump is under the protective arm of God. I feel like he's the state of Israel. You know, God says, you're my chosen people. I'm going to protect you. Trump is being treated politically like Israel. No matter what happens, you're going to be okay. And I'm watching it play out, and I'm watching the media lose its mind. And now they think the strategy of saying, we're the victims. Good luck with that strategy, Jim Acosta. People shouting out and just being offensive at different meetings. Look, I get it. If people did it when Joe Wilson shouted out at Obama, you lie, I cheered it. But I cheered it because he was lying. When he talked about Obamacare, when he talked about all these things he was going to do, he was lying. Joe Wilson was right to say that. These people are shouting out, what about Monica Lewinsky? I mean, I know they didn't shout that, but you know what I'm saying. What about Stormy Daniels? Glad you guys are here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So the media wants to be victims now, and guess what? They're using Ivanka Trump as their new poster child for see how crazy her daddy is, because Ivanka Trump said something along the lines of, I don't blame the media. The media is not the enemy. And they didn't ask for any clarification. And by the way, I think Ivanka Trump is a closet leftist. One of her best friends is Chelsea Clinton. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, so when the media gets a poster child on the right, they do what we do when we get some, you know, entertainer that says something pro-conservative. We're like, ooh, look at it. We got a new, you know, flavor of the day. Candace Owens reminds me of that because, you know, former leftist used to bash Trump. Now she's the belle of the ball. And she very well may have made her transition. That's great. But really? Do we put all our eggs in that basket? We do this all the time. We take this one person and go, boom, the left does it. We genuinely want to believe that these people have changed and that, you know, it's going to help change the politics and or at least the temperature of the water where people can just get along and have conversations. We genuinely believe it. They just look at it as a publicity stunt. Look at what Ivanka Trump said. So it becomes the topic of conversation. And that's what Jim Acosta tried to, look at woe is me, when he was in the press conference last week with Sarah Sanders. I'm sure you heard it, but we'll play a piece of it.
Follow up on Sarah's question from NPR. She asked you about Ivanka Trump's statement that the press is not the enemy of the people. And she asked you whether or not the press is the enemy of the people. You read off a laundry list of your concerns about the press and things that you feel like are misreported, but you did not say that the press is not the enemy of the people. And I think it would be a good thing if you were to say right here at this briefing that the press, the people who are gathered in this room right now, doing their jobs every day, asking questions of officials like the ones you brought forward earlier, are not the enemy of the people. I think we deserve that.
I think the president has made his position known. I also think it's ironic.
Would you mind telling us,
I'm trying to answer your question.
Okay.
I politely waited, and I even called on you despite the fact that you interrupted me while calling on your colleague. I said it's ironic.
Which is why I interrupted.
I'm trying.
But if you finish, if you would not mind letting me have a follow-up, that would be fine. But
it's ironic, Jim, that not only you and the media attack the president for his rhetoric when they frequently lower the level of conversation in this country. Repeatedly, the media resorts to personal attacks without any content other than to incite anger. The media has attacked me personally on a number of occasions, including your own network, said I should be harassed as a life sentence, that I should be choked. ICE officials are not welcomed in their place of worship, and personal information is shared on the internet. When I was hosted by the Correspondents Association, of which almost all of you are members of, you brought a comedian up to attack my appearance and call me a traitor to my own gender. In fact, as I know, I'm the first press secretary in the history of the United States that's required Secret Service protection. The media continues to ratchet up the verbal assault against the president and everyone in this administration, and certainly we have a role to play, but the media has a role to play for the discourse in this country as well.
Now, I cut it there because I think that's the most appropriate part, that Sarah Sanders lays out the litany of things that the press has done. And by the way, she could have gone off for days. Welcome back. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. He goes on to talk about Ivanka Trump. Well, she said it. Why can't you say it? She said, I don't consider the press an enemy. Great. The legitimate press is not an enemy. The press that we see, that we know, is most definitely an enemy. And what I like is Sanders didn't apologize. She said, she says, I'm here to speak on behalf of the president. You heard his take. Every time he goes in front of the public, he goes that fake news media. He doesn't tell people to attack him. He doesn't tell people to go after him. He just says that fake news media. And if Jim Acosta gets booed, because he's doing his, because when he's there to cover something, that's the cross he has to bear. And people aren't running him out of restaurants. People aren't, camping out at his house. People aren't making his life miserable because he's a media. They're making his, if there's any miserable thing that's happening, it's when he's doing his job. People go, you're not even doing your job, because he's not. And, look, the thing that bugs me the most is we should all be for America. Look, this country is not perfect. Neither is any other country. No other citizens are held to a higher standard than the American citizen. None in the world. And we have to recognize worldwide our leadership. We have to recognize our faults publicly. And then we have to admit to them. Tell me that somewhere in Somalia they aren't talking about white privilege or black privilege, race issues, immigration issues, the treatment of their people, and a host of other things, how their leadership treats the press, and on and on. Nowhere, I mean, hardly any other country are you having this kind of discussion. And in most cases, honestly, it's because these people are in cahoots. The press loves Macron in France. They love Trudeau. It's only the underground, the grassroots that are really pointing out, doing the job that the press used to do. The press has become little more than puppets of the administration. And then they want to get mad at us. They're just puppets. I played a clip earlier of Chuck Todd, and he was talking about, oh, they're booing reporters and whatever else. And really? You deserve to be booed. Go look at anything, like I said earlier, look at anything that's going on in the world and rank them. Rank them in terms of what you see. I don't know where you put unemployment. I don't know where your consumer confidence is. I don't know where you put the economy and the GDP. I don't know where you put Russia and China and trade policy and dealing with North Korea and women's issues and black, you know, race-related issues, religion. I don't know where you put any of those things. But you make your list. Put that list together. And then ask yourself, what's being reported by CNN, by MSNBC, and where it ranks in relation to the things that you find important. And I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to bet you that most of the things they're talking about are so far down on your list in terms of, like, what do you believe in immigration? They will believe the opposite, and it'll be high, high, high up on their list of what they cover in terms of how many times they cover. I'll give you an example. Family separation. They're still covering family separation, even though the Trump policy is better than Obama. Obama has said identically the same thing, and they won't say a word about it. Never question the guy. It was far worse. ICE. They want it gone. ICE needs to be gone. ICE needs to be gone. Ocasio-Cortez, ICE needs to be gone. And then here's ICE busting up child pornography rings and sex trafficking, human trafficking, and illegals who are, you know, menacing people on the street. And these guys will be, ICE needs to be abolished. It's crazy to watch. We got to take a short break, folks. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kolbeck, and I'm running for governor. In the wake of the adoption of Common Core in 2010, Michigan's education system has been in a steady decline. In order to regain our former reputation for education excellence, we need to dump Common Core and get the feds and state government out of the classroom. We need to refocus education upon parents, teachers, and students. Under my service as governor, our schools will get the resources they need without any micromanagement of the classroom. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Kolbeck for governor.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced today that he is reimposing U.S. sanctions on Iran that had been lifted as part of the Iran nuclear deal. The sanctions hope to put some financial pressure on Iran. And Don Bremmer, he's a former Iraq War veteran, he says this is exactly what needs to be done.
The $1.7 billion did not go back to the Iranian people. It went to funding operations in Syria. It went to funding operations in Yemen, while the Iranian people have been suffering. The rial is worthless at this point, and right now, you know, we've got to bring Iran to the table, and I think this is the only way. Nice did not work, so we've got to be tough.
More than 70 people were shot over the weekend in Chicago, a surge in gun violence. It has local police blaming gang violence and access to guns. Now, there are many folks as well that are calling for Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign due to the fact that he is not able to control the violence going on in his city. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Donald Trump had a rally in Florida last week. Did you go? Got a lot of people to listen to the program in Florida. What's up, Sarasota? What's up, Tampa? And other areas out there that may get the signals. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I want to know, did you go to President Trump's rally in Florida last week? Because it was attended by, let's see, was it dozens? No. Was it hundreds? No. It was thousands. That's right, thousands. Donald Trump, when he was running for president, he could fill a stadium with 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people. I don't know what the capacity was. Here's what I do know, and I know it for reals, because I saw one of them for my own with my own very eyes. There were people standing outside that couldn't get in. And I heard that was the case in many other places. So it was a fact. And if you recall, during the campaign, they told us, well, that doesn't matter. That's not a sign of popularity. That's just a bunch of looky-loos. You want to see what all the hoopla is about. They're watching a train wreck. We know who's been anointed the king of America. It's that dude, Hillary Clinton. That dude was supposed to win, no matter what. Oh, you say, Kevin, why are you calling her a dude? How do you know? How do you know what Hillary's packing? You don't know. You don't know Bill Clinton's business. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, in terms of what he's doing with Hills and all that. You know nothing. That dude, Hillary Clinton. Plus, there's gender fluidity on that side of the aisle. So, Hillary Clinton couldn't get 100 people to show up at a black Baptist church that had a membership of 5,000. But in Donald Trump, the unknown, you know, the guy, the political ingenue, he's filling stadiums with 20, 30,000, 40,000 people. Bernie Sanders could get a couple thousand himself. And they said, no, Hillary Clinton is the one who's going to get it. I'm going to get it. She's going to get it. Mm-hmm. Thousands at rallies before Trump got elected. And so they told us, it's no big deal. It's not a sign of anything, Kevin Jackson. Who do you think you are? You racist, misogynist, homophobic, Islamophobe? And I was like, I don't care what you call me. He's getting a lot of people showing up. And they're waiting for him. And they were waiting for him in inclement weather. It didn't matter, man. Waiting on Donald Trump was, I mean, it was a hot ticket. It was a hot ticket, no matter what the weather was. It was really like a slap in the face to the left who said the rallies mean nothing. What are you willing to stand out in the rain and the cold for, huh? I dare the left to hold an event with their hottest politician. Pick who you want. You want Kamala Harris? You want Cory Booker? You want Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren? Who do you want? Who's going to be your next presidential candidate? Bernie Sanders? Even Bernie cannot get the crowds he used to get. I dare you.
And do it without bringing on some brain-dead moronic entertainer. Don't bring me Bruce Springsteen or Katy Perry or Jay-Z. Well, you can't get Jay-Z because you ain't nobody black around here, so you ain't getting him. Without some highfalutin entertainer, they couldn't fill Hillary Clinton's bathroom server basement closet with people. Shut up. Know what I'm talking about. Let me ask you this. If Obama held a rally, what would it look like? Anybody want to know why that narcissist doesn't try to compete with Donald Trump with these rallies? If I were Barack Obama and I wanted to draw attention to my cause, you know, I'm the former president. I mean, Donald Trump, he wasn't really duly elected. I mean, people voted for him. They didn't really know what they were getting. You know, so we're going to have a rally, and I'm going to show people that we, the progressive movement is alive and well. And hold your rally, Barack. Hold your rally. But you can't bring on Jay-Z. You can't bring in Stevie Wonder. You can't bring in some entertainer. Just do it on your own merits. Hmm? You want to know why Barack Obama won't hold a rally? Because he knows it would be an embarrassment. He'd have to pay out a lot of that money he earned to get people to show up. Black people would be like, shoot, man, not unless they pay me. They got to pay me. I ain't going to see Barack. Is Jay-Z going to be? Nah, sorry. Jay-Z ain't going to be there? Nah, I'm sorry. Stevie Wonder? Nah, nobody? I got better things to do. Better things to do. Trump got people camping out like they're giving away free iPhones. I mean, what? Am I lying? If I'm lying, I'm dying, as we say. Trump got people camping out to see him. And by the way, post-election, a year and a half after the election, what is Donald Trump bringing to the party? Somebody, come on, I'm preaching now. I'm preaching. I want to hear the choir back there rustling. I'm looking at y'all waving, you know, raising your head. You preach, brother. You preach, Kevin Jackson. The Kevin Jackson radio show. You preach, man. By the way, if you want to contact us, 844-551-8255. What is it? Is it that Trump has some mystical, magical appeal that continues? What is it? By now, if you don't like Trump, you're done with him. Huh? You're done with him. Hey, here's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know, are you a Democrat? Are you on the fencer, never Trumper, whatever? Somebody that didn't support Trump, maybe even didn't vote for him. What do you think now? You know, what's that song? How You Like Me Now? How You Like Me Now? I want to know, how do you like him now? Because I'm going to tell you something. I got my finger on the pulse. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom. You say Trump, boom, 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 boom. People get fired up in a good way. In a good way. I bet you the left will not take for granted these rallies going into 2020, and they will last. And I got to tell you, I love these freaking rallies, man. My staff, we don't even do a good job of knowing when they're going to be there. But I'm telling you right now, I'm going to start tracking these rallies, and I'm going to go. And I'm going to report to you firsthand what's going on at these rallies. You kidding me? Man, shoot. People are excited about Donald Trump. Now, they were prior to the election, and it hasn't waned. In fact, I haven't looked at the numbers. I ain't going to lie to you. So don't try to take this as gospel because people, oh, Kevin Jackson, you just report a bunch of fake news. First of all, we ain't news. So if you're here for news, you are on the wrong program. We are opinion. And secondly, you can call us conservative, but we are the pragmatist. We're pragmatist. I'm a proud conservative in the sense that, yes, we are pragmatic. Call it libertarian. It's to some degree Republican. I don't have any problem with any of those labels. The Republicans, if it's run correctly, are 98% libertarian. No harm in that game, baby. So, but well, I'm a pragmatist. I'm going to side with righteousness every time. Every time. Even when it bites me in the boop, in the bobo, you know. And it will. It does. It does. Because I'm a failed human being. Failed. Yeah, but God loves me no matter what. So, but I'm going to tell you, the left, they now know these rallies, and I'm going to say this, I think they're getting bigger. I think these rallies are getting bigger. When people just thought Trump could win and was like, we're going to support him, yeah, man. But if he had lost, he would have had trouble getting these rallies. Donald Trump won. He won decisively, and now these rallies have meaning. Donald Trump holds a rally. Every station has to carry it. I told you guys, he dominates the news. He's the dominator. That's right. Call it what you want. He's the dominator. Maybe I'll give him that nickname on Twitter. I love it when he has these rallies. I hope he looks at every House candidate that supposedly is in trouble. And I hope he finds whoever gets through the primary. And I hope he goes down there and I hope he just blows it up, man. You know, has a big rally. Get my friend so-and-so elected. He's going to support us in the House, blah, blah, blah. Because if you haven't noticed, Donald Trump is remaking Congress. Many more people have retired than ever before. Well, I shouldn't say that, but then in most of the modern times, these guys have to die. They got to die in office or scandal. They're leaving. Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Good riddance. Go, Paul Ryan. Nobody's going to miss you. Unlike Obama, you can bet every one of these guys, every one of these candidates, they want Donald Trump to come. Show me a candidate. I tell you what, lefties, if he's so unpopular, show me a Republican candidate who would turn down Donald Trump to come and rally for him. Show me one. Show me any location where Donald Trump rallies where he can't get at least 10,000 people. I'm talking about in the People's Republic of Oregon, the People's Republic of Massachusetts, the People's Republic of California. You name me your blue state, I give you 10,000 people easy if Donald Trump shows up. Bring in Obama without Jay-Z, without Beyonce, without Stevie Wonder. Bring him in. Let him have a rally that you don't have to pay for. Oh, Barack Obama, he'll come in. He'll talk to, you know, the big boys. He'll talk to the people that are, you know, Silicon Valley types. He'll get you their money. Because those elitists, they love the fool. But at common man, done, baby. Donald Trump is the man. He's King Kong up in here. King of the rallies. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Let's go get some ice cream.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump held a rally in Pennsylvania later than he did in Florida, and the left had they've gone crazy. And I'm going to talk about this for some of the program today. I'm just going to look at some of the things. I'm going to play a Donnie Deutsch clip. I'll play it again later as well for some of you who don't listen to the first hour. But here are some of the clips. Trump slams Maxine Waters, the low IQ star of the Democratic Party, which, good, he did. Let's see, a couple of these. Trump, fake and disgusting news can make anything bad. These are clips that came out of it. Trump, I told NATO the only way I'm going to be happy is you start paying your bills. These are the things that the media plucked out. And for the record, this is a media outlet that thinks of itself as fair and balanced. Now, I know those aren't bad, but when you read the stories, the context of them is he's unhinged. Donald Trump is crazy. Trump to Pennsylvania. You were betrayed by our politicians, but you are not betrayed anymore. By the way, the fact that Donald Trump has gone to Florida, Pennsylvania, you know what those are, right? Battleground states. He won Pennsylvania unexpectedly. Now he's campaigning up there all the time. And this is a very selective process. This is so cool and so subliminal. Probably not as subliminal as people believe, but most people aren't figuring out that Donald Trump is holding these rallies in places where he's going to need those votes, and he wants to make it a lot easier. If you think the people in Pennsylvania who are now enjoying amazing jobs aren't going to fill these places up, think again. Let's see. Trump on people killed and seriously hurt by illegals. The people who died are the lucky ones, Trump said. Here's another one. Trump, we are getting the wall or we're shutting down government. Trump, weak Bob Casey wants to abolish ICE. Think about everything I just told you. This media outlet is looking at these as sound bites to be mad about, to critique. And every one of them is something that Trump is going, I proudly stand behind protecting ICE. I proudly stand behind getting that border wall. I proudly stand behind American citizens over the illegals who are killing us. I proudly, here's one, Trump, make America great again will morph into keep America great, exclamation point. You know what that was? That's his next 2020 campaign, transition. He said this one, after years of rebuilding other countries, we are finally rebuilding our country. And almost every one of these clips that I'm talking about, the write-up is negative. It's about how dare that Donald Trump do or say this. And then what's really funny is they go into this particular service goes into all the Trevor Noah and the Colbert and all the things that these guys are saying. And let me just give you a few of these. So here's where's Trevor Noah? Noah likens Trump obstructing justice publicly to wanking in public. It doesn't make it any better. And then they talk about Colbert. What do they say about Colbert? Is it even worth looking into? The point is, all of the Trump good stuff that he listed, they say is negative. Then they bring in all the comedians, the late night so-called comedians, who are nothing more than just journalistic puppets. And they do that. So now I want to play the Donnie Deutsch clip, let you hear that. We're going to play it again. And then I'm going to play a clip from Micah Brzezinski. So here we go.
Donnie, the saddest and most frightening thing to me when Trump is at these rallies is actually not Trump himself. It's the people. You know, there was an amazing statistic.
Well, people are excited to meet the President of the United States.
Well, it's not just that. Yes, excited is a nice word, but the rigor with which they accept his information. CBS News had an amazing poll that was stunning, that of people who define themselves as strong Trump supporters, 90% of people who say their information they get from Trump they believe is accurate.
Right.
Where 60% they get from their friends or family they believe is accurate.
That's stunning to Donnie Deutsch, by the way, who thinks you're idiots. But that's stunning to him that you would believe the President of the United States on issues of state over your family. Now, I don't know who Donnie Deutsch's family is, but I know mine. And the majority of my family, I don't believe much of what they say at all. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Now I want to go, and what was funny, Micah Brzezinski is actually standing up for Trump. She's like, look, people want to meet the president. They're excited about it. Excited. That's an interesting word. Or that's a word. Excited. They're stupid. That's what he's saying. But she even, I'll give her credit. She even tries to give him some cover. But then here's what she says.
So my take is this, it's blunt, fair to say, but I've been there before and I did it when it wasn't cool to do, and I'm going to do it again. He's not well. That's the bottom line. There's no way anyone who knows Donald Trump but is not bought in some way could watch him last night and not come away with a feeling that the President of the United States is completely unhinged and getting worse by the day. Perhaps the stress is really squeezing in on him. It's interesting that a former reality TV star and colleague of Trump is releasing a book with the title Unhinged. And this is a woman who knew him during his reality show days very well and then went with him to the White House. And in it, she describes a reaction to a man that she had known for over a decade who is in a state of mental decline. It's a concern that we've voiced on this show during the campaign and over the last tumultuous 18 months. Try and find someone who's not politically invested or too fearful of Donald Trump or the Republican Party, who knew the man a decade ago, who will tell you that his mental state has not deteriorated radically over the past few years or changed or come out in some way. It is transforming what we're watching.
Her take. Now, prior to her giving her statement, Donnie Deutsch predicted a wave, the likes that we've never seen before, that he's predicting for 2018. That's what he said. Then she comes in. I want you to understand the level of crazy that's on the left. She comes in and says that Donald Trump is unhinged. Now, they use this. This is retread strategy version. You know, how many times are you going to go at this version? Revision 3.2. Again, he's crazy. You can't let him have the button. Who's going to nuke everybody? He's going to go beat people up. And Donald Trump himself said, when I went to Helsinki, they wanted me to go over and punch Putin. I don't know if you saw his press conference, but he's like, they wanted me to go over and punch Putin, you know, get over there and scream at him and all this other stuff. And then he says, had I done that, they would have said, oh, look at him. He's got no decorum. He's crazy, this, that, and the other. But he goes over, he handles it presidentially, and they don't like it. There's no way to win with the media. And they wonder why we call them fake news. And look, you don't even have to guess. There are many ways you can spin it. Exactly what just happened, what just now. What, Trump goes over, he acts with decorum. He says, I met with Putin, we had a private meeting, blah, blah, blah. The media should report it is that. They say, no, he capitulated, he's a puppet of Putin or whatever. Trump says, if I'd gone over and screamed that, and they would have told you that I have a lack of decorum and I'm unhinged. Now, contrast that with Barack Obama. Is there any way that he could have done it that they would not have reported it as amazing? If he acted with decorum, they would have said nothing. If he had went over and said to Putin, hey, listen, you know, they would have said, look at the strength that he showed. That's the difference. And here's the interesting thing. We don't have to debate this. You know I'm right. You know that's what would have happened. We've seen far too many examples where the left essentially does exactly what I just said. They mistreat Trump, give Barack Obama a pass, and everybody's cool with it. Well, we're not cool with it. It's not the way things should work. So we've got to hold these people accountable, and they get mad when you do. But I want you to go back to this is why you can rest easy. While Donald Trump is going from battleground state to battleground state, filling stadiums, people still standing outside trying to get in. Trust me, they know this in Pennsylvania. They know this in Florida. They know this in Michigan. They know this in Ohio. They know this state to state to state. And every time Donald Trump fills one of those stadiums with ease and the media covers it and Donald Trump redoes his talking points, it's a state of the union for that state. And he's saying to them, you didn't waste your vote. I care about you. And I'll tell you one other thing. These little tweets, these little things that says, oh, yeah, I see you, Jake Tapper. I see you, Donnie Deutsch. I see you, Mika Brzezinski, tells people that Donald Trump is interested in the minutia. When he frees a black lady from prison for, you know, something, that tells the people he's looking at the little things, not just the big stuff.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.